So today's Torah portion, Emor, speak, is from Leviticus chapter 21 to chapter 24. And I would like to ask you to open scriptures with me and to follow me in the scriptures and to check me, okay? Maybe I will do some mistakes here. Today we are living in some remarkable times, and last time we were gathering together and we discussed time of restoration of the fallen tabernacle of David. We took the prophecy and we discovered together and we learned, I believe, many things from the scriptures. So these are days when the Lord is restoring the tabernacle of David, and we are witnesses to it. Many people ask this question, and actually this is true. How can we recover that which has been broken and lost over the generations? And it's not a secret, but I don't want to offend anyone, but it's my opinion. The Christian religion has strayed far away from its biblical Jewish roots. It's not any mystery here, if this is true. Almost nothing from the Jewish roots of faith. At the same time, much of Judaism has strayed far from biblical faith. The faith of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, focusing instead on Jewish traditions and rituals. So two different positions, two different places. So how can we recover that which has been lost? And today's Torah portion has one important answer for us. And I would like to share it with you. So this is chapter 23, Leviticus, or one of the most beautiful descriptions of the high holidays of the Jewish people. So I would like to read verse 1. And we'll stay here and we'll see a few interesting words in Hebrew. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1. Then Adonai spoke to Moses. So let's start from here. Who spoke to who? To whom? So Moses spoke to Adonai. So Jewish people, they had election and they elected something, they voted for something. Maybe rabbis decided to do something new. You know, it's empty life, we need to do something. Let's came up with the Jewish holidays. Let's eat, you know. Let's eat matzah. What are we going to eat today? Matzah. Of course not. So let's be careful and let's base on the scriptures. Let's lay our foundation upon the scriptures. Then Adonai spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Bnei Israel, children of Israel, and tell them, these are the appointed feasts of Adonai, in Hebrew, Moadim, which you are to proclaim, speak to Bnei Israel and tell them, these are the appointed Moadim of Adonai, which you are to proclaim to be holy, convocations, or mikra in Hebrew, my feasts. So the very interesting things here. Firstly, you can check me. Nowhere in scripture are these appointed times called Jewish holidays. I'm sorry, maybe I'm reading Russian, so who knows. Can you help me here? Where it says Jewish holidays? I don't think so. After all, it is the Lord, not the Jews, who scheduled the appointments. So they are His holidays. And I would like to lay foundation for all of us here. This is very clear in the scriptures. This is His holidays. He said, my feasts, my Moadim. And allowed... Is it true that they were given to the Jewish nation Their goal is to give instructions to all the nations of the earth about God's divine plan for His creation. So these times, not only for the Jewish people, but also this is for the all people of the earth, because they are prophetic. This is the prophetic picture for all mankind. This is very important to know. The Lord describes His holy days in two words, Moed and Mikra, Moedim and Mikrot. So let's look at the first word, Moed. And the word Moed here has few meanings here. And these meanings are more appropriate for description or describing a business meeting than a holiday. So it says here, these are the appointed times or feasts or Moedim, which means appointed time, due date, scheduled meeting, designated place, meeting place, or sign. All these words are mean Moedim. The same thing. So, what an idea here. Beautiful idea. He is a king. He is king. He is the king for us. And He set the times. And we are to arrive on time to meet with Him. Be careful here, not an opposite thing. It's not the Jewish people decided to dictate the Lord where He should come and what He should do and everything else. He is the king, and He put these special times, times of meeting, business times, let's say this way, appointed times. The Most High clearly set the special times when the sons of Israel should come before Him. And this is not a question in the text. I know the history, it's the enemy, he provokes so many things, but this is the scriptural thing. So it can be said in another way. I would like to say it another way. God's holy days are the official days of reception, the date on which humanity is to check its position in time. And I believe, it's my opinion, we do not have the right to ignore what the Lord has established forever. It's not up to us. If He established it, it is important. And if it's important for the Lord, I believe it should be important for us. Let's say it differently. It's better to be important for us. The second word describing the holiday, Mikra, convocation, has the meaning of assembly, convocation, or reading out loud. So it comes together. So these two words in Hebrew speaks about checking the states of a person who is to come to the Lord on this appointed time. With what heart are you coming to the Lord? At this time, the Most High calls us to test our hearts for joyful service to Him. For joyful. And I believe the faith in the Lord is not something boring or, you know, difficult or crazy. It's joyful. This is time to rejoice before the Lord. So, the general approach to God's feast described in Psalm 100. And I would like to read all Psalm because this is so important for us to remember. Shout joyfully to Adonai, all the earth. So, what part of earth should shout joyfully to Adonai? So, English is clear here, all the earth. And is Jacksonville included in this? What do you think?
Yes.
Thank you so much. I thought it's only for Ukraine, but probably it's for Jacksonville too. The second verse, serve Adonai with gladness, not sadness, be careful here. Come before His presence with joyful singing. Know that Adonai, He is God. It's interesting here, the knowledge of Adonai leading us to joyfulness in the Lord. To sacrifice of joy for the Lord. It is He who has made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Praise Him. Bless His name. For Adonai is good. His loving kindness endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. I believe we need it back, and not only as a congregation, but general, all the body of Messiah needs this revelation. Joy in the Lord, joy of the Lord in their hearts, in our hearts. So I would like to read things, a few things here. So holidays are the most vivid memories and impressions that we preserve from childhood. Those memories remain with us throughout our lives and influence what we pass on to the next generations. Our remembrance of the history of the Jewish people connects these ancient generations with us, with Jews living in the 21st century. To this day, Jews spread across the face of the earth on certain days of the year, unite in the observation of God's appointed times. And one of the main meaning of Moedim or of the holidays, it's not only to remember something that happened years ago or centuries ago. The main idea, essence of everything, heart of the holidays, is to experience it today, every year, to have fellowship with the Lord, again and again, experienced as you was there. And it's so important. This is major point of the High Holidays. Not just remember some traditions or some mitzvot or anything, but to experience in our lives today. So the essence of our celebrations is to experience what we celebrate. The love of God towards people. Because all the holidays speaks about future redemption, about miracles, about freedom in the Lord. So in the few words, I know that we can talk about holidays forever. We don't have time to speak about everything. But I would like to describe in few words each holiday for us. I would like to paint the picture of the holidays. In few words, I want to show the main prophetic meaning of the biblical Jewish holidays, because this is the dial by which all of humanity lives. This is the clock of the universe, and you see it's beautiful, like this. So the first high holidays, we see it's Shabbat. Every week, peace, shalom with the Lord, time to fellowship with the Lord. You know, when we keep Shabbat, Shabbat is keeping us. When we embrace the peace of the Lord in our hearts during this time, we can rest in the peace of the Lord. Shabbat enables us to go through the week with power of the Holy Spirit. It has so prophetic meaning. And you know who is the master of Shabbat? Yeshua. Amen. And the main idea and the main goal, he brought peace with Father through his death and resurrection. So he welcomed us into his Shabbat. You know, some people are saying, I have every day Shabbat. Teach me how to do that. I have so busy life. I'm waiting for Shabbat. I'm enjoying Shabbat. This is time to fellowship with the Lord. This is a beautiful time to be in this place, to share the same faith together. So the first, Shabbat. The second high holiday is Pesach, or Passover. The exodus from Egypt through the saving blood of the sacrificial lamb. And we know the story of Pesach. When Jewish people put took the blood of the lamb and put it onto doorposts. And through the blood of the lamb, they were saved. They were redeemed from the death. The Pesach show us and point us to the prophetic death of our Messiah Yeshua, the Lamb of God, who died for all humanity, and they release us, every believer, from the slavery of sin and death. So this is the prophetic picture for us. The Pesach or Passover speaks about Yeshua, who died for us, about redemption, about resurrection, about freedom from slavery. And I believe we need freedom. Every one of us, we need freedom. So the next high holiday, so I promise you I will be very quick on it. Shavuot, Pentecost. In Jewish tradition, it was the day when the tablets were given on Sinai, on Shavuot, Ten Commandments. It is a harvest festival in Israel. It was the time when the priest shook the offering of sheaves before the face of the Lord. First fruits to the Lord. Shavuot. And you know what happened on Shavuot in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago? First fruits. The Holy Spirit descend upon first Talmidim of Yeshua, apostles and teacher Talmidim. So they were immersed in the Holy Spirit, and miracle happened in Jerusalem. It was the time of the first fruit to the Lord. The first Messianic congregation were born in Jerusalem. Body of Messiah. Miracle happened. The Holy Spirit inside of the people. This is the miracle. This is the mystery from the Lord to us. So these are two Moadim, or appointed times, or feast that we observe in the spring. These spring feasts are observation of prophetic events that were fulfilled thousands of years ago. Already Yeshua died for us. Already Shavuot happened. Yeshua filled us with Holy Spirit 2,000 years ago. It's happened already. So now, we are in the time between the spring holidays, spiritually, and autumn holidays. And, you know, for those who think that holidays are not important, please, think about why they are important to the Lord. Just think about it. If they're important, why? So Yeshua was crucified on Pesach. On Pesach. It was appointed time for Yeshua to die for us. And that event ushered in a new period, the Messianic era. The Holy Spirit descended on Shavuot. On exact time of Shavuot. Not next day, not before, not during the winter time. It was on Shavuot. Actually, Pentecost, it's also, it means 50, the same as Shavuot, 50 days after Pesach. So it's very important to remember. So the Lord descended into the hearts of people. He wrote His Torah, His instruction on their hearts. And this is so beautiful picture. So the final three Moadim are called the fall feasts. So three more high holidays. And we haven't yet seen their prophetic fulfillment. We are waiting for them to come. It's in future. It's the prophetic picture for us. We now live in the end times, the last days, as we await their fulfillment, because they will close out the current age and all will be made new. So the first prophetic fall festival calls Rosh Hashanah, or a Feast of Trumpets. Actually, it's beautiful holidays. Sound of Trumpets. The festival of the shofar blast, the new year, the beginning of the days of judgment. And this prophetic festival will be fulfilled when Yeshua comes to this earth a second time as a judge and king, with the sound of shofars and heavenly trumpets. So if you ask me when Yeshua comes, when he will come, I will tell you. I'm almost sure. I would say I'm sure. It will be on Rosh Hashanah. You will ask why? Because Yeshua died on Pesach. Holy Spirit descend on Shavuot. And I believe Yeshua will come on Rosh Hashanah. So better to be ready. So better to be on the service during the Rosh Hashanah. What do you think? No, it's possible to play golf too, but you know, better with shofar. So play golf and play shofar at the same time. So the next high holiday is Yom Kippur. This is the high holiday and the most fearful, most holy day in the whole Jewish calendar. Because Yom Kippur points us to the coming judgment of God over all the nations of the earth. And you know the story of Yom Kippur, you can read it in the chapter 23 of Leviticus, in this chapter. Only once a year, high priest entered the Holy of Holies with the sacrificial blood to clean the sins of whole Israel, and not only Israel, but it was the sacrifice for all nations of the earth, of the world. So, Yom Kippur showing us coming judgment. And it will be at this time that every person who lived on earth will receive a sentence corresponding to his deeds and his life. For those who have lived a life without faith, eternal torment. For the righteous who are redeemed by the sacrifice of Yeshua, the eternal justification and mercy of the Lord. And I believe in Yom Kippur we have two mixed feelings. First, of course, trembling before the Lord. Why? Because He is the King. Yes, He is the friend, but He is the King. And when we come into the Lord, we come into His presence. As a king, as a lord, as a ruler, as a master. And the joy, why? Because we are already redeemed by the blood of Yeshua. It's not a question for us, will or not, already. No ifs there. Yeshua redeemed us. He already redeemed us. It's a beautiful picture. And the last holiday of Sukkot, in which all people are commanded to live 7 days in the tent. So, can you imagine the picture here? Every Jew who walked in the desert with Moses, everyone, millions of Jewish people, they were living in the tents. And can you imagine? They could look through the roof of their sukkah, and they were able to see a pillar of God's presence among them. It was the power of the Lord. The Lord was with them. This is the main idea of the last high holiday, Sukkot. The Lord is with the Jewish people. So, and I believe this is prophetically put in the book of Revelation. So I would like to read the Revelation chapter 21 from the verse 1. This is Sukkot for all of us. From the verse 3, Revelation 21 from the verse 3. I also heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling of God is among men, and He shall tabernacle among them. They shall be His people, and God Himself shall be among them, and be their God. He shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, nor shall there be mourning or crying or pain any longer, for the former things have passed away. This is the feast of Sukkot, future redemption, freedom, new era for us. So this was the brief summary of the chapter 23, and we know that the Torah is not divided on chapters. You know, the Torah is the scroll. You will not find this chapter 23 of Leviticus, chapter 22 of Leviticus. It's no chapters in the Torah. You're just reading everything. And I would like to read a few verses before chapter 23 in order to paint whole picture of the High Holidays. Without these chapters, previous chapters, we will not understand whole picture. So I would like to read a few verses before. So this is chapter 22 from the verse 31 and verse 33. So verses before chapter 23. So the Lord is giving us a task. He is showing us condition. How should we come to the Lord? With what heart? What is His expectation of us? Is it possible to come before the Lord in, you know, how I want to come, in my condition? I would like to read here. So let's read with me. Let's stay here. So you are to keep my mitzvot and do them. Keep and do. Let's say together, keep and do. It's not enough to know about His commandments. It's not enough to read about it. We need to keep and do. I am Adonai. You must not profane my holy name, for I will be made holy among Bnei Israel, sons of Israel. I am Adonai who makes you holy, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am Adonai. I'm the Lord. So I believe this is one of the most revealing and demanding places from the Torah. So I am Adonai, and you are to keep my commandments and to do them and not profane my name. It's very important. And I believe even if the whole world goes crazy, our task is to praise Him in everything. And first of all, with our lives and our behavior. I believe this is our task, to come before the Lord with clean hearts, pure hearts. And in Leviticus chapter 21, verse 17, the same idea. Say to Aaron, none of your offspring throughout their generations who has a defect may approach to offer the food of his God with no defect. And these words from the Torah have a beautiful meaning for us, deep spiritual meaning for all of us. I remember the Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Therefore, be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Can you say to somebody, be perfect? No pressure. Be perfect, no pressure. Yes, when we were called, we were all were sinners. Our souls are wounded and needs healing from the Lord. There is not a single person on earth who is perfect and clean. No one. We all came through sin. Therefore, we must come to the Lord as we are, immediately when He calls us. But we need to remember, we all called to change. We are called to change by the mercy of the Lord. So our character, thoughts, actions must change under the influence of the God's Word and the Holy Spirit. And you know, one of the greatest examples of this is in John chapter 15. I don't have time to read it, but it's about wine. Vineyard. You remember this story? I am a true vine, and every branch in me who bring fruits, he trims so that it may bear more fruits. It's not a pleasant word, he trims. I don't think it's pleasant moments. And you know what? This is the promise for us. Every branch that bears fruits, he trims. And you know what's happened with vineyard if you don't prune it? Eventually it will give only leaves. And I know that some people like to eat leaves. I prefer fruits. It's my personal. And I believe the Lord too. So all scripture challenges the sinful nature of man, his habits and passions, and the truth that we can't change ourselves by our power. But we need to open our hearts before the Lord. And I know that every one of us, we have rooms, and many rooms in our soul, many places, hidden places. And you know this place of scripture when Yeshua said, I'm standing in front of your doors and I'm knocking. And everyone who will open the doors, I will come in. I believe we need to open our hearts to allow His Spirit, His freedom to fill us, to change our lives. It's so important for us. So I would like to explain this word perfect. It's my understanding of the word perfect. So Matthew 5:48, commandments. Therefore, be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. The word perfect here in Greek, teleos. Please, teleos. And the Apostle Paul, or Rabbi Shaul, he explains the idea of being perfect. What does it mean to be perfect? So this is in the Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 and 15. Beautiful scripture. Not that I have already obtained this or been perfected, but I press on, if only I might take hold of that for which Messiah Yeshua took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself as having taken hold of this, but this one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. I press on towards the goal of the reward of the upward calling of God in Messiah Yeshua. Therefore, let all who are mature, and here is the same word, teleos. He using the same word, teleos, mature, have this attitude. And if you have different attitude in anything, this also God will reveal to you. So the same word teleos, mature and perfect. The very important. This was the Apostle Paul's description of the perfect man. The perfect person is not a person who is sinless. And I'm always like to ask, who is without sin? Please raise your hand. Don't throw the stone at me. I don't want. Maybe somebody will be without sin. I don't want to be stoned by somebody. But if you are sinless, teach me how. I believe it's impossible in this earth. He might sleep and fall, but he immediately gets up and seeks forgiveness. He continually strives for the knowledge of Yeshua. And above everything else, he loves the presence of the Lord and the Lord's purpose in his life. This is mature. This is teleos. Be perfect. Look for Yeshua. Go after him. So, I really don't have time, but I would like to end with one of the ideas here, and I would like to squeeze 3 pages in 1 minute. So, there another place of scripture, Leviticus chapter 22 from the verse 20. But whatever has a blemish, you are not to present, for it will not be acceptable on your behalf. So, don't bring anything blemish, only pure, only with no spots, to be for the Adonai, for the Lord. He accepts the best, the first fruits of our lives, not what is left in the end. You know, sometimes people are thinking that, okay, I will do my stuff, and what is left for the Lord is opposite. The first for him. The first for him. one-tenth not from the what left, but from the beginning, our life. And how to serve with the Lord, with what attitude? The beautiful words of one of the songs, Ivdu et Hashem besimcha, bo lefanav birnana. Serve Adonai with gladness. Come before His presence with joyful singing. Know that Adonai is God. It is He who has made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Praise Him. Bless His name. For Adonai is good. His loving kindness endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. And I believe this is the key from the God's heart. This is the key how to come to the Ma'adim, to the appointed times with the Lord. Serve with gladness. Let's say together, with gladness. Come with joyful singing. Enter His presence with thanksgiving. Come to Him with praise. And in everything, bless His name. It's beautiful here. I believe the serving the Adonai, the Lord, is not a burden. It's not a favor to God, you know. It is an honor, a privilege, a joy, and the meaning of our lives. And if we want to have meaning in our lives, the only way is to serve the Lord with joyful hearts. So, that is why before God gave instructions about the feast of the Lord, before talking about days when the Israelites come into the Lord's presence in the temple, He gives the clear instruction regarding how they should come and how their hearts should be prepared. Amen. So I would like to finish with my prayer, and let's stand together and not be alone. Find somebody, and I would like to pray over you, Aaronic benediction. Please not be alone, find somebody, and we are the family of God, of the Lord. Yeverecha Adonai veishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavelecha vichunecha Isa Adonai panavelecha Ve'yasem lecha shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Thank you, Brian, so much for your service. Thank you for serving. Was it a mistake?